is le'nisatz la'koyim lo'itzis adeshon. They're never lazy. That is, Mishnah before says on Yom Tov they didn't do it. That because it looked nice that way, but not because they were lazy. Now, he'chilum, like after they finished the Trumas Adeshin, now, he'chilu malin b'gzirin. They started to bring up the wood, the logs of wood, to top of the Mizbeach, to make the marochas there. L'sadiris marocha, to misadir, to make the different fireplaces that they burned the kabonis on. Now, v'chikolets and ksherim l'marocha, like is any type of wood kosher to be used to burn with. So Mishnah says, hey, yes, kol eitzim kseirin l'marocha. Really, most woods are kosher to be used to use for fire by the marocha. Chutz mishal gefen v'shal zeitzim, excluding from vines, from a vineyard, or from an olive tree, that you should not use. We'll see in the Gemara why not. One says, mishum yishev eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't use these type of trees, they're not to take away the grapes and the olives from eretz Yisrael. But even though all other type of woods is really kosher, but these are the special ones they always used to use. They used to use b'marviya shelteina, branches from a fig tree, shelegos from a nut tree, and b'shelaitz shemen, or else from a tree that gives off olive, that gives off oil. This type of a tree they used to use, that wood was very good wood for burning. Yeah. Now, the first thing they did when they brought the wood up to the top of the Mizbeach, they were Masada, they put together the Maroch Gedolah. That's the main fireplace where they burnt the Kabbonis on. Where was that? That was Mizroch. It was on the east side of the Mizbeach. The Chazisa Mizroch. There was like a little window that you see through the logs. That was like on the east side. For Rosh Hegzis and the ends, the tips of the woods, Hapnimim, the insides, Hayu Negim B'Tapuach, would reach the tapuach. That was in the middle of the Mizbeach, that was the tapuach, the pile of ashes. So that's right smack in the middle of the Mizbeach. Now this big marocha, they started on the east side, but the logs went, the outside logs, like touched the tapuach. Now when they put the logs around, for reyach hoyu ben exir, there was some space in between one log and another log. Show you matzitsa nesolisa. Now that's what they used to set fire with. In between that space, they used to put like little chips and twigs of wood that would burn easy. They would light those twigs, and that would make the big wood burn. Now, Mishom, from this wood they had collected, Biruru Mishom Atzei Tena, the Yochum, used to check out, pull out very good, fine wood from a fig tree. And with that, Sidiras Marocha Shnia, they would make the second Marocha, the second fireplace on top of the Mizbeach, which was used, Likateris. Not that they burned the Keteris there, but used to take ashes, coals off the Mizbeach HaChitzayin and put it onto Mizbeach HaPnim and burn the Keteris there. So the coals used to come off the Marocha HaChitzayin, off the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, from the second Marocha, the second fireplace. And really, we'll have to say there was a third one also, so they always had one just to keep ashes burning the whole time. So these are these two, the main two. And where was the second one? Kineged Marovis Dromis. It was near the west-south side of the Mizbeach. Moshech Menakeren, it pushed away a little bit from the corner, Kalpeit Sofen towards the north side, and a little bit away from the south, towards the north, Arbamis. It was 4 Amis away from the corner of the south corner, going towards the north side. V'yoymeid Chomesh Soin Gecholim. Now how much wood did they put up there? They put up enough wood on the second Marocham that they estimated that they'll have enough ashes to make 5 soyim worth of ashes, of Gecholim of coals. Because that's what they needed to burn the Keteris on. Over Shabbos, when they made the second Marocha on Shabbos, B'yoymeid Shmoyne Soin Gecholim, they used to make a little bit more wood there. They used to have to make sure there was at least they'll have enough of burnt wood, burnt ashes, burnt coals to make 8 soyim worth. Because on Shabbos, not only burning the Keteris, they also had to burn the Shnei Bezichim Levoina. They took off the 2 cups full of Levoina top of the Shulchan, on top of the Lechem upon him, and used to burn it with these ashes on Shabbos. Therefore, needed some more wood on Shabbos. Now, Hoevorim V'Yapdorim Shloim Nisachlu M'Berif, like we came up before, the Mishnah started to say, used to go up to Mizbeach and pull off all the Evorim and Pdorim, the piece of meat, the fat that were not finished burnt. So they put them on the side, and they cleaned off and made the new Marocham. Now that they have the new Marocham all set, now they put back again those pieces of meat, the piece of fat that wasn't burnt. Ma'achziru noisel marocha, they put it on top of the marocha. V'yetzitzu shtei marochas b'yesh, they lit both of these marochas, these two fireplaces, both with fire. So that's how they used to start the fire on top of the mizbech. Yordu, then the Kanim came down, or boiled them lishkas agozis. They went to lishkas agozis after they finished making the marocha, then they came down. Gemara says, Omar Rabba says it should know guzma. Now without that, our Mishnah says that sometimes there were 300 kurs. The Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah before said that there were sometimes 300 kurs worth of ashes on the Mizbeach. That's a guzma, a little exaggeration. It really wasn't that much, but just sometimes Chazal says lashon of a guzma. Another case is also have later that says hishku es atomid b'koshal zov. Before they brought the korban atomid, they used to give the animal to drink some water. That in order later, when you have to skin it, the skin comes off easy if it drank water. So you used to drink it with a golden cup. Some of Rava says also guzma, also exaggeration. They did not really use a golden cup to feed the to let the animal the carbon atomic drink with. The Omer Rabami says that you should know dibra Torah lashon avoy. Sometimes in the Torah also we find a little exaggeration, and dibra neviim lashon avoy. Sometimes in the neviim we find a little exaggeration. And Dibra Chacham Lashon Avoy, sometimes the Chacham Mosek in our Mishnah, we find Lashon Avoy. Now Dibra Torah Lashon Avoy, where we have this, the Pesach says in the Devarim, that the Meraglim spoke there about Eretz Yisrael, they said, Orim Gedolus of Tzuras Bashamayim. They said that the cities of Eretz Yisrael were fortified to the sky. So the question is, Bashamayim, Sagadana, could you tell me that they're really fortified to the sky? About it wasn't that tall. About it, the houses of Eretz Yisrael were not that big. Ela Guzma. The Torah means to say that the Meraglim, they stand guzma, exaggeration. Dibri Chachom, that's like now Mishnah, Lashon Havoi, Hodamor, that we have in our Mishnah, Tapuach, either the case that our Mishnah says there were 300 kurds of ashes on top of the Mizbeach, or else Vishkur Satamit Bekeshazov, that they used to drink, give to drink the carbon atomic with a golden cup. That's the right from the Mishnah also, sometimes they say Lashon exaggeration. And Dibri Neviim, Lashon Havoi, where the Chassidus says the Pasuk in Lochim, that b'cholam oretz mechalalim chalilim, they were all playing their flutes, and the voice was so strong, fatibok oretz lekolam, like their voices, the sound of it, cracked the earth open, which also lashon guzma, but it didn't happen, it's a lashon exaggeration. We either just showed that it was a very loud voice. Now, Omer Rabbi Yanai ben Achmeni, Omer Shmuel, b'shloish shemekayim es divrei chachamim lashon avoy. He has three places at chachamim, the Mishnah, like it says, exaggerations. V'yelohein, Tapuach, that's one thing in our Mishnah where it says with 300 kurs there. Geffen, Mosun see a case of the vineyard. And the proiches, when they made the proiches between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodeshim. So he holds these three, means Lafukim and the Rav, he does not hold like Rava. The Tanan, Hisku is a tum of the Kershal Zov. That's what the Mishnah later says, he used to let the Tumid drink from a golden cup water. Now V'yoma Rava, Rava holds Guzma. That's only exaggeration, it really did not happen. Kamash Lun, now Reb Yanei ben Nachman is coming to teach us not like that. That Hanayin, only his three cases is called Guzma. But Hossam Loi, but over there when the Mishnah says they let the carbon atom drink from the golden cup, it means it. And why? Because the cloud is Ein Anis the Mokam Ashirus. In the Beis Hamikdash, everything was done the Ashirus, rich. Shenechnami, even to let the carbon atom to let it drink with the golden cup. He held that's not Guzma, it really happened that way. So these three cases, these are Tapuach, the Mishnah's Gemara says, Tapuach, Hod Yamor, that's our Mishnah. Then in the middle of the Mizbeach, sometimes they had 300 kurs worth of ashes, that's exaggeration. Geffen, what's the case of a vineyard here? The Tanya learned like this, Geffen, Zob, Hoysoi, Medes, Al Pesach, Eichel. So Rav Infoshim says, goes on the Bayis Hasheni, the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, that even though it's the son, he brings down the first year that the Beis Hamikdash Harishon, Shlomo Melech, planted Mamish, a geffen, and it grew a gold grew out of it. It was a golden vine. That was in the first Beis Hamikdash. So now in the second Beis Hamikdash, they made like a dugma there to remember this. So there was just a dugma was done in the first Beis. Thank you. So look at the rush. The rush says like this: that with the bottom rush of Yeshalmi Meforish says Shloimei b'chochmosai nota geffen shozov. Shlomo Melech Mamish planted a geffen of gold and used to give out pears of gold. That was in the first Beis Hamikdash. In the second Beis Hamikdash, they made a dugma, they made it look like that. Not that it really grew, but they made a vineyard look made out of gold. It says, Geffen Zov Hoysa Medes HaGemara says, our Pesach Echol, or Mudla Agabi consists of hanging over by poles, or holding it up. For Chol Mishem is Nada below, whoever wants him a Nada, bring him the Dovah, or Nola, a leaf of gold, or else a garg, or a grape of gold, or Yeshkel, a cluster of gold, is Mabel used to bring it, the Torah border hang it on this Geffen. Now Omer Ablezer Reb Sodik, Maisit once happened, Hoyev, and Nim Nole, Sholish Meyas Kahanim, Lif Naisai, that they needed 300 Kahanim to empty off how much gold was hanging on this Geffen. So that Lashon is Lashon of Guzman, it's not really true. And for us to say either it would have broke, or else they wouldn't have waited so long to clean off, take off the gold. That's a Lashon Guzma to say they waited so long. Pareichas, what's the third case? He owes Pareichas at Nan. Yerushimim Galilayna. Yerushimim Hasgan. Pareichas, the Pareichas that they used between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodeshim, Uviv Tefach, it was Tikka Tefach. Al Shivu Mishnah Nim was made with 72 strings. Neregis was woven together. The Akol Nim and Nim, each string like, Esrim Yabochutim had 24 threads in it. Orka, how long was the Proichis? Aboy Mamma, 40 Yamas. The Rochba was wide Esrim Mamma, 20 Yamas. O Mishmaini Mishtaim Ribuya, there were 82 young girls making it, Nasis. O Shtaim Oisim Choshon, they made two of them every year. The Shona, Il Choshon Mishona. Now the Guzmir is, it says here, Visholish Shmeyas Khan and Makhil Noisai. They had to use 300 Khan to pick it up and to put it into the mikvah. So that's the Lashon Guzma, that never really happened. This is the third case that they call the Lashon of Guzma. Now the Pshafin is Proichas, this was in the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, because in the Beis HaMikdash Rishon was the Amma Trachs, and there's like a wall there. So now I'm thick. Now in the second bias, they had no wall, what they used to have was two curtains, one on the inside, one on the outside. So that's why it says they used to make two curtains throughout the year, and they would change it from year to year, and the reason why they changed it was because the smoke inside of the keteris used to get it very black. So they used to have these 82 young girls, like, make them, and it would take them a year to make the two of them. Now it says, Kahanim Mat. Now it says, and after it says here, Kahanim will table it, Sechur Tzmash from the Perichus could be Mekabel Tumah. Sister Rosh talks about the Sechura, why is the Mekabel Tumah, according to the Gemara in the Beya, that says that a Vilum Mil is not Mekabel Tumah. It's a different pshat to me. Some want to say the pshat is to stam a tayra b'kodesh that used to be tayvulit first. As soon as they made it, they would be tayvulit first. Other before someone that when they were making it, it could be that one of the nashim were nidos and the prayers became tummy before they hang it up. So that's why they had to be tayvulit here. But call upon him, they tayvul this before they used it. So after Guzmet says here they needed 300 kanim to be tayvulit, really they did not need that much. Then it says in the Mishnah, Hechilu Malam Begzir, needs to start bringing up the logs of wood. The Sadeh Esa Marocha. Chutz Mishol Zayis and Mishol Geffen. That you could really use any type of wood, just not olive wood and not from the grapes. So Mor says, Hani, my time, what's wrong with this, the vines from grapes, what's wrong with them? Or from the olive tree, what's wrong with it? So Mor says, Rapapa says, Mishum de Katri. Mishum de Katri is a child exactly what's Katri, something that has knots in the wood, meaning to say there's still some like wetness there. So it doesn't dry, it's not completely dry, it won't be able to burn so well. Others say Katim Lashon Kitter makes a lot of smoke, it smokes too much, it doesn't burn well. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Vomim Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. No, the reason is Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael means since they use a lot of wood, so if they're going to let it be cut down, eitzim of olive trees and grapes, they're going to ruin like Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael, we don't want them to use these type of Geffen and Zayis. Zmura says, Mace, we have a question. The Apostle says, Aloeitzim Asher Aloesh. So we darshan Eitzim Hanesuchim Lias Eish. Wood that's going to eventually come very easy into fire, meaning it'll burn well, or burn smooth, or burn fast. That's the type of wood you have to use. Like the Rosh says, Eitzim Hanesonim Lias Eish. Shememarin lisarif, it burns fast. Lasas gicholim, kemoi shehituch kesef. Yeah. So now, omai niu. What are these? What is a good wood? Dukri, a piece of wood. Shofar, a good piece. To let katra, it has no knots inside it. The azli mekate misoichai, and the azli mekate misoichai means the ikari is the main thing is it doesn't have knots inside the wood. That's the worst. Then the liquid, the moisture stays inside it, then it does not burn so good. Then the Mishnah says, "B'chi kol eisim kasher l'marochis." It's really true that all wood is kosher for the marochis. The Mishnah says, "Hein yes." Now, kol eisim kasher, all type of wood is kosher. Chutz min zayis v'gefen, just not from an olive tree or from the vines. Avol bi'elu hori regina, which ones did they really use? The marvius shelteino, branches from the fig tree. The shelagos from the nut tree. The shelait shemen from an olive, from an oil tree. Now, Reb Lezer Moisa, Reb Lezer added to another these type of trees that you should not use. Not only the gefen and the zayis, but he also added af shomayish, this type of a tree, v'shal elun, v'shal dekel, a palm tree, v'shal charuv, the boxer tree, v'shal shikma, sikma tree. So it says bishlem l'man yom mishum de katri. If you want to tell me the reason why you can't use a zayis or a gefen is because there would have nuts inside it. So, what's the machlokes over here? If these last few trees are also or not, the one holds that even though they have no nuts on the inside, but even the kakri mevroi, since on the outside they do have nuts, leimasinin, they can't use these. That's taught from a blazer. These cannot be used. But the masover tadakam, the other one holds no. Even the kakri megavoi, since the mice on the inside they have no nuts. Afagav de Mavroi Kak, even though on the outside of this wood there are some nuts, my students still you could use it. So that's good. But it says the reason why you can't use a gefen and a zayis, Mishum Yishuv the Eretz Yisrael, because you shouldn't take away these trees from Eretz Yisrael, is so deko mi lespe Mishum Yishuv the Eretz Yisrael. So how come, what's the machlekes? How come the first one says you could use a deko palm trees? And only Reb Lezer says not. Lechur the Svar, there should be also. You need palm trees also to make Eretz Yisrael nice. You need for the dates. So it's like this. Omelach, the answer is like this. Well, the time, according to your reasoning, Te'ino, Lefba Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, that everybody holds. It says the ikav used to use was this wood from fig trees. So Chur fig trees also they need for Eretz Yisrael. El Mayas Lechumema, what do you have to say? Mayas Lechumema, we're talking about right now, but Te'ino Le'avdi Peri, we're talking about a palm tree that a fig tree that does not give off any produce, does not give off any fruit. If so, dekonami, we're talking about such a deco tree, the bidaloi of it, the peri, does not produce any fruits. So Mara says, v'chi'iku teinud le'yavdi peri, any type of a min, a type of a tree, a fig tree that does not produce fruits? So Mara says, in yes, bidu rachba, like rachba. The Yomar Rachbos Rabbi said, that Maisi Teinich Yuta, they brought him a white fig tree. They say, bring a white fig tree. Now, Vishai Filo Bechavlo, and scrape them with the rope of a date tree bark. Vishai Filo Bechavlo, the Tzavsa the Sorach Allah, and the Zero Bechavri, on which the seed like is smeared. Take this rope of a date tree bark, and smear it on the tree where the seeds are. And what happens? Hechi demaski yomo shirtin is kur avdi peri layavda. And then they planted them in some type of soil, and they produce trunks, but no fruits. And the branches, mamish says here layavdi, the tzolsa bricha minayu lemechaska loho gamla. They be careful these branches should not go over a bridge, because they'll break down the bridge. That's how strong these barks are. But I call upon him, this tree will not produce any fruit anymore, just strong wood. So, Kitta, that's the type of a fig tree that they used. So, what then you got on the same type of a palm tree also? We're talking about the Kitta palm tree that does not give off any fruit. Alright, we'll stop here.